Fuck you, Dad.
Welcome to another episode of Fuck You, Dad, everybody. We got the hilarious Tyler Horvath with you this week. What's going on, Tyler?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Honor to be on Fuck You, Dad.
You're doing something right.
My dad is a great man.
Yeah. You just want to say that up top.
I love you, Dad.
I'm sorry. It's for exposure.
Yeah.
I feel like the podcast is a little bit like a strip club because, like, people can love their dads, but the fact that you're in here means something went wrong.
Yeah. Right. 100%. Well, yeah, there was some job because, like, I just, like, it's, that's why it's so hard to, if my dad were ever to see my stand-up, because it is his fault.
Yeah.
Your parents watching your stand-up, I'm like, you did something that resulted in this.
Yeah.
Have your parents seen you do stand-up, Tyler?
Yeah, a lot. They're very supportive.
Okay.
So what is it? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
Out of the bat.
I don't know.
Need the validation of strangers to sleep at night?
I think it's not... You know, so that's like that. Everybody says that about stand up. For me, I don't think it is that. I think I thought about everything else I could possibly do, and I was like, that sucks.
There's a lot of that for me, too.
Yeah. I was like,
Don't you look at it like the brochure? You remember, like, you go to this college, you could do this.
Oh,
and I was,
man.
Just like, A, couldn't do that.
B, totally.
A, college was not happening. But B, you look at that, and you're like, everything was just like, what sucks the least? And I'm like, I guess I could be like an alcoholic dentist technician. That
right.
Seems like a life I could
that
pull
would be
off.
Good. You know? You don't even have to put the alcoholic in front of that. We know by all dentist technicians are alcoholics.
Just getting hammed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is.
What are you going to do
You're
with that?
You're handing someone a scalpel and watching someone in pain and then you pull them and drink.
See, yeah. I never grew up from the, when you know, when you're a little kid and you keep asking, like, your parents, like, and then what? I kept asking that about, like, other shit. Like, people are like, oh, you go and get a college degree in, like, history. And I'm like, and then what? And then they're like, well, and then you're a teacher. And then I'm like, and then what?
And then they're like, you're alone and a bunch of kids, and then you got a wife that once was passive, and now
then,
she kind of hates
And then you die, and nothing else happens? Like, at least comedy, there. If you keep asking, and then what? And then you get to a point where, like, well, then you're, you know.
Then your dreams come true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you'll be happy.
I was
in college and I was like just trying to figure out what to do.
Right.
And like I was gonna be a lawyer, and then everyone that I like hung out that
you could have rocked. You could have been the coolest lawyer.
Yeah, I think I would have been good at it, but like the thing that I thought being a lawyer was like fucking something that Aaron Sorkin wrote. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Dude,
it's not that, dude.
100%.
It's not that, dude.
I also thought, because I've watched some like law shows, I'm like, I want to be a lawyer. And I'm like, you're in a courtroom. You're like saying a bunch of really intense stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I just want to do a set.
Yeah.
Want to be in front of a bunch of people saying things
just
that
do,
make them feel stuff.
I don't want to argue in front of the Supreme Court. What I really want is to do a roast battle at the Lincoln Lodge.
Yeah. What I want to do is headline teehees in Des Moines.
I was like, the big thing was I was in college and there's all these people that were like, I'm going to be a lawyer. And they were taking all these steps.
Right.
And I was like, I am different than these people. Like,
yeah,
they're so diligent.
Cares about a thing?
They're so diligent and like driven. I never understood. I was like, how do you just like pick something and then that's the thing that you're going to do forever?
It's also it's about things that are so like mundane.
Yeah.
Like, I've worked a lot of like dead entry day jobs where I'm like, I watched documentaries about serial killers.
Yeah.
I understand them more than someone who like genuinely likes a dad entry.
Yeah. It's not surprising that you understand serial killers.
I don't connect or understand with serial killers. I'm just saying like
on this
the urge to stab somebody for me is more relatable to being like, I think entering 90-96 seven times a day is fun.
No there, one's surprised about that.
There is like
on this episode of Fuck You Dad.
Yeah.
Kenyon identifies with serial killers.
Well,
more throw me under the bus. I'm just saying. It makes more sense to me on a human, relatable level than enjoying typing in numbers on a computer.
Well, I definitely related to serial. When you're in like the meeting at the office, and it's like 4:45 on a Friday, and the boss goes, "Any questions?" And everyone's like looking around, and then somebody's like, "Yeah, I don't really understand that." You're like,
"Oh,
I understand serial killers now because I want to put you in a trunk and slowly kill you." Like, why do you care? Like, nobody cares.
There's one person at my day job who was like, she was that person every single time. Like, literally on a timer I could set, like, at the end of the meeting, so he's going to go, all right, so that's all we have. Any questions? And I was like, 3, 2, 1. There she goes, you know? And she always had a lovely woman, but she just could not, like, not ask a question.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the
end
of a meeting.
I feel like some people think, like, because of the Zoom aspect, they're like, I have to do something.
I do that. I'm that guy.
Well, yeah.
I always ask the questions, so it's like, hey, I'm Kenyan, I'm listening, and you should give me more stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, more money and benefits.
That's
for Kenyan,
a big
please.
One. That's a big one.
Yeah. It's all bullshit.
I still don't even have a profile picture on Teams. I'm still just like a person.
When you said Teams right now, dude, I just shuddered. I hate
PTSD.
I hate that fucking program.
I got the Slack, but it's.
I hate Teams, dude.
Dude, if they played, like, if I was at a comedy club and they, for some reason, over the loudspeaker, like, the Teams, like, the phone call is ringing, I think I'd honestly lose it.
Yeah.
Anytime you see that Slack notification, you're like, it's Vietnam.
Dude,
Jesus.
So my mom uses Teams, and I was back for Christmas, like, you know, I was there for Christmas.
Right.
And I, you know, I was like, oh, get a few days off of work, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I heard the notification on her computer, and I was like, just like, oh my God, you know, that sounds so, the association is so sharp. Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
so direct.
It's like a Vietnam vet on a speedboat, bro.
Yeah.
You just fucking like.
Yeah, we are exactly like Vietnam vets.
100%. Working a cushy work from home job.
Yeah, we've done
it. It's like Vietnam. I think you guys nailed it.
Hey, COVID is our Vietnam. Or if our generation can claim anything.
If COVID's
anything,
our Vietnam, then we really are pussies. Because it really wasn't. If sitting at home while you get the most unemployment you ever had.
Yeah.
That's true. I just got money for sitting on my ass.
I mean, I had a job the whole time. I truly just became like a stepdad level alcoholic. Just sitting at home. I'm like all day. The alcoholism was on like a level that was almost impressive.
No, it's our Vietnam, but we skipped the actual
dude,
war. We went straight to veteran.
And I didn't even realize it because at first you're like, well, it's basically like a snow day, like whatever, just watch Netflix, boo-ba-da-boo, cut to four months later, and I'm like, I don't remember the last day I wasn't hammered.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last day I
wasn't. You're watching shows that you don't like. You're
it
just like,
matter.
I gotta watch I gotta watch something.
I watched all of, I can't even remember the fucking name, but there was a shitty show I binged four seasons of.
Yeah.
It was like a hacker show with,
Mr. Robot.
Yeah, I watched Mr. Robot. I thought the first season was good, the rest was trash, but I didn't care because I was trash. Mr. Robot.
You've never heard of Mr. Robot?
No.
It's a show, it's kind of a fun premise.
Okay.
It's, what's that guy's name? Rami Malek?
Yeah, it's like he's like,
oh, he's funny.
He's like a psychotic hacker, and he's taking on the stuff. It's kind of, the first season's pretty good, but then every season's like a twitch, like, it was all in his head, it was all in his head. And I'm like, I think the writers need to put more stuff in their head to write some better shit.
I tried to watch Blacklisted with my girlfriend, or Blacklist.
Oh, dude, that show is garbage.
Oh, my God.
That is the worst pile of shit I've ever seen in my life, dude.
Blacklist
is like some good old-fashioned, like, that's like one of the 45-year-old thinks interesting.
Oh, dude, that's a mom show.
That's a hard mom show.
Show.
It's like someone who is, that's what they think a criminal is just some fat dude in like a fedora.
It's like 24, like, dude. It's like, we all thought 24.
24 at least like hit us.
No, dude.
It hit us right after 9/11.
You
it
thought
made
it was
hype.
Good because you were
made me hype.
12.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm with Tyler on this. 24 sucks.
24
I'm not gonna
sucks.
I'm not going to have this whatsoever.
24 sucks. Torture doesn't work.
That's tell me where 20, the bomb
24
is.
At this point where you're jerking off to just USA propaganda.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
and he's
yes.
like, yes, that's what we needed.
When you're watching it now we know what that
as
is.
As an enlightened
but
young man.
I'm telling you, as a 12, 13, 14-year-old boy, that shit
well,
got
is there,
me
is,
so hyped,
is there the 25th hour where they show the CIA planting the bomb?
Right,
that's
yeah.
your dad's version of 24?
That's
what my dad, I mean, literally, I said this on a podcast already, but literally last 9/11, it's a big holiday in our fam. We were in like this mediocre Japanese restaurant, and CNN's on the TV, they're playing.
Was that the name of the place?
Mediocre Japanese TM. And, and then my dad is, can you shut the lies off? Because there was CNN on the TV playing 9/11 stuff.
Yeah,
that's a
there's
class.
Some stuff that I do respect. There's some stuff that's like funny now.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a man of the people.
Yeah, Well, dude, he's got more sense than most Americans.
I mean, it's,
I mean, he's
that,
close.
That's what sucks about
he's
him.
He's closer.
That's why he's annoying.
He's closer to the truth than Wolf Blitzer, dude.
No, truly. I mean,
you would love to hear you say that.
Yeah, dude.
You know, my dad would literally come his pants. It's so funny because he is a psychotic and terrible father.
That's all I've ever wanted, dude, was to make your dad come.
That's yeah, truly. But. It's so funny when people like have a hardcore like right wing dad. I'm like, no, I have like a crazy leftist conspiracy dad. And that's the worst part is like half rips. The shit he says. I'm like, yeah, you're right, dad. The CIA is evil.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not after you. You're a loser. They're trying to overthrow a sovereign government in another country.
Right,
after
yeah.
a man who works at Kroger.
That would be
dude,
a really
tough.
Good though,
that's
like
tough.
CIA psyop to make people's kids comedians. That would really fuck them up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They should do that to like a Clinton, like one of the Clintons.
Yeah.
If they made one of the Clintons a stand-up dude, that would be.
The worst part is like they would probably be pretty good, and we'd all resent it. Like,
yeah,
they, like, cause
yeah, they probably
like,
would.
Because there's so many people in comedy that you find out, you're like, oh, they're pretty good. Like, what's their story? And they're like, well, their dad owned everything.
Right, right, right.
And they had so much. They wiped their ass with hundreds every day.
Yeah. They're outside. They're outside of a comedy club smoking a cigarette. Like, aren't you Bill Clinton's daughter? Like, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, that's like Chris D'Elia. His dad's like a Hollywood producer. So you're okay, yeah, you had to get good at stand-up. But that is the only struggle you had.
Yeah, yeah.
You bombing is the only thing close to a bad time you've had in your life.
I can't believe that a man that grew up in Hollywood likes young women.
Isn't that weird? Following the family tradition.
Yeah, grooming in Hollywood?
I mean, it's just
what?
Isn't that just cultural at that point? I mean, that's like...
That, if you got like a degree in media in like 20 years ago, that would be in the curriculum.
Truly.
Grooming would be like, that's how you get a young starlet.
I mean, it's funny that Hollywood is literally like, we just were like, what if we just gave a bunch of pedophiles money to make movies?
Yeah. Well, really what it was is like a bunch of pedophiles going, we're going to get them to give us money to make movies.
Yeah.
It's the other way around.
It's so ridiculous. You know, I mean... It's been a good stage, but I do think that's why so many actors are pedophiles. Like, it just takes so much. That's why they're good actors. Is it just they have to pretend like they're not attractive?
Oh, that is good. That's funny. Yeah, that's
you know
a good
I mean?
Bit.
You
I haven't seen you do that.
You walk past the playground without doing anything. You're like, and scene. You
know? That's good, man. I like that. All right. What do you guys?
The guy's like, "Well, thanks, bud."
What do you guys what do you guys want to talk about now?
Well, I mean,
I don't know. I was ready for you guys to keep talking about pedophiles. So I was I'm not going to chime in.
We cut
until
it
I...
off at an appropriate point
before
it became the entire podcast, and I think that was smart.
Yeah.
That was me and Tyler. That was us at 12 o'clock at the bar going, no, I think I will have a water and go home.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was us.
As Tim Smith calls it, stay in the pocket.
Yeah.
You got to stay in the pocket.
We did a quick little riff. We're not going into Jeffrey Epstein land the whole ep.
Just if Cliff Notes version, pedophiles are good actors.
Absolutely. You have any stories about your dad you'd like to share?
Like I said, my dad is like a great
funny.
Guy.
We don't have to say negative.
This story's not funny, but it's like, I mean, it's honestly just kind of sweet. Can I say a sweet story?
We like sweet stories.
We could do whatever.
Okay. They could still be funny.
The way you're saying it is like we're horrible people.
Yeah.
Well, I just know the title of the podcast.
Yeah, it does.
People are always apprehensive. Always apprehensive.
Okay, so my dad's like a wine guy, right? Yeah,
love
so
it.
He's big into wine. He's like
loves
an expert.
And he's a wine guy. My God, your mother won.
Yeah. They both did. They're great people. Judy and Bob, shout out.
Dude, I also think being great parents, you need alcohol. I think that's part of being a good
dealing
parent.
Dealing with me,
if you're a fun
100%.
Drunk, for sure.
Yeah.
They didn't drink until we drank together. Like I'm sure they drank sometimes and just we didn't see it.
They were just good at it.
There's moderation. They're like, you know, normal people. They just drink.
Yeah, they're human.
They're not an alcoholic. They're not at a bar every single night.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, they don't their job isn't, well, I guess my dad's is now, but like, you know, he just like very moderate drink, you know, but he got into wine. He was in like the restaurant business and he was like got really, really into wine, and then now he, like, runs the wine room at, like, this Italian market. Like, basically like a family owned like Eataly. Like, I don't know if you
love
it.
Oh, I love Eataly, dude.
So it's essentially that, but like small family owned by this one family in St. Pete, Florida.
Yeah.
And he runs their whole wine program. Like, he does events for them, and he, like, you know, works in the shop and orders all the wine wholesale and sells it to the customers. So when
is
I was
he
in,
that guy, does he have like an apron and he stands behind like a big wooden box with like a bunch of different bottles of wine? And he's like, try these.
No. He walks around and goes, what are you looking for? And people go, I don't know. And he goes, and then he gets mad at them for not knowing.
I cannot know what you want. You don't know what would go perfectly with that pot roast. You fucking.
Yeah. Well, he's like, well, what do you like? And they're regular. They're like people that are like, don't know anything about wine. And they're like, I don't know. I like a Cabernet. And he's like, well, is like try, like he's like a wine snob,
right?
You know,
right.
He's a good, nice
I
wanna
guy. I want to meet someone who's like that, but like about like gas station malt liquor. You're walking in, like, what are you looking for? You want a King Cobra? You want a Four Loko?
And have
like,
you met Nick?
I don't know. What do you like? And you're like forgetting how I feel right now. And you're like, huh, okay, sure.
It's all that is like, who do you want to hit tonight? This one's gonna make you hit the police.
Yeah.
This is gonna make you hit your girlfriend.
Yeah. Truly, there's a new drink. Have you guys had Monaco's?
No.
Monaco's I have not
are,
had Monaco's,
Monaco's
man. You
are,
keep talking about the Monaco's.
Monaco's are...
This guy's big on Monaco's.
The death of this nation, but a beautiful thing. So it's like a Red Bull, but in the opposite direction. It's a canned cocktail.
Beautiful. Ooh.
$3 at gas stations.
Even more beautiful.
They've only sold them
at gas stations across the country.
Oh, not across.
We're going worldwide,
baby. Illinois, we're about legal lead. We're about the gambling on the phone. We're about the Monaco's in the gas station.
Yeah.
You go get yourself a Monaco, 9% alcohol.
Woo!
Yeah, that's a good percentage.
You drink about two of these, you're hammed.
Yeah,
I get hammed for $6, son. Do you understand that?
You're very passionate about it.
Yeah.
Red Bull gives you wings. Monaco clips your wings.
Yeah, it clips your wings. Yeah.
So your dad's a wine guy.
Yeah. So he's. I mean, it's so funny. He's like a wine snob, but he won't admit that he is. He's like, no, I just like good things.
Is he a sommelier?
Yeah, that's like such a snobby thing
I know,
to say.
I know.
No. So I just have taste, and I know what I like.
Yeah, yeah. It's like us going like someone like you. You're like a comedy snob. And we're like, no, I just know what's fucking good. You know.
Yeah.
What I mean? You know,
it's the most douchey response to that question.
But I also think that's how you should feel about the things that you love.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like,
absolutely.
You're right.
You know, if you just love, if you're like a director and you love every movie, it'd be like, you know, shut the
you
fuck
suck.
Up.
You're Michael Bay.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to pull that name.
Yeah, we all.
I was like,
trying.
I was gonna be
as
like,
soon as you
shut
said
up, Michael
director,
Bay.
Michael Bay was in the revolver, ready to go.
Dude, I was
son.
Looking for Michael Bay.
Michael Bay. Michael
that's the name
Bay.
Of a documentary that's gonna come out in
looking
15
for
years.
Michael Bay,
looking for
yeah.
Michael Bay.
He runs away from 50 horrible movies he made.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I would love to see him. Like, they're like, where is he? And he's just in like a small room, pretty dark, with two Transformer dolls, just going. Boom, boom, boom.
I mean, I appreciate anybody who's just like, no, give me $50 million. Boom, boom, hot girl.
Oh,
all of the money. I mean, people are dumb. So I appreciate
boom, boom.
Anybody who's just like, boom, boom, hot girl. Guy sad for a minute.
Boom,
guy
boom.
Guy not sad for a minute.
Boom, boom, hot girl Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. that's the guy sad for a minute. It's like, oh, no, it's not going to work out. It worked out. Robot thing. Yay.
Yeah,
and all of the money.
Yeah, yeah,
all
yeah.
He has
of it,
all
dude.
Of the money.
Yeah.
I do think certain dumb directors, it should be legal to kidnap them. You know what I mean? Like, if someone kidnapped Michael Bay and stole all of his money, how could you not argue that that is the most ethical wealth transfer that has ever happened?
Dan, and they use it to make better movies.
Yeah, that's
or
for sure.
They use it to make their version of his movies. Like, they're just also, they have the same taste. They're like, I should be fucking making
yeah.
this
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. You have a Michael Bay movie about kidnapping Michael Bay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, boom, boom, different girl. Different guy
yeah,
said.
We don't have Megan Fox. Yeah, yeah. We do have, like, a Caitlyn Jenner in there.
Were there Transformers?
It's Machine Gun Kelly in a bikini, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Were there Transformers nerds that got
there's no
there's like Marvel
nerds, really.
There's like huge Marvel nerds, right?
Because Transformers is too dumb for nerds.
It's literally for children.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally
but in the
like.
The movies are. There's not enough of a universe. Like, no one's reading a graphic novel about Transformers.
Okay, okay. I didn't know. I didn't. I
don't
I
know either.
Love...
I'm actually speaking out of my ass. There might be a community. Who knows? There's a lot of sad people.
Who wants, like, I want Transformers, but get the explosions out of. I want them to, like.
I want, like, a detailed story.
Yes.
About the...
Where also, they're, like, at the UN and they're, like, like, siding with Israel.
Because what they did was they, like, literally just made a lot of money and just kept making movies. I do think there really wasn't a universe. Like, I think there's nerds from the cartoons, but there ain't no Michael Bay nerds.
No.
Yeah.
There's zero Michael Bay nerds.
Well, right. I just, like, also, who fucking wrote this shit, dude? Like, was it Henry Ford? He's like, what if cars were heroes?
Yeah, what if buying a Honda Civic made you a hero? Like, it's like the best commercial. Why? Honestly, I would respect Transformers so
Your
much
Kia
more.
Forte isn't just a nice economical buy with a high safety rating. It's also your best friend.
Yeah, it fights against evil, dude.
I mean, if in the middle of it just went, like, buy a Kia Ford. Like, that would be the best. Like, if in the middle of it's like, Kia Ford. Defining the world from Decepticons. Like, that would be...
Well, it
kind of
does. Like, they'll pull up and it'll, like, and that thing where it goes right to the camera and it's the logo of the car. You know, it's like they pull up.
But I think we're entering the stage of late stage capitalism hell where
we said late stage capitalism on the pod, dude. God damn it.
We're cooking now. We're cooking.
I'm just saying, I want movies to stop and just promo. I want it to just stop.
Dude,
what
it's
if you're
already
like a,
happened.
What
Happy
if you're
Gilmore,
like a...
Happy Gilmore is a Subway commercial. Watch that movie. It's a Subway commercial.
Yeah,
they
say
Subway 18, 25 times.
Yeah.
He goes and gets Subway. Everything's Subway. The thing that crashes
Subway
on the green
is
Subway.
The most mediocre place in this fucking
Well, they own Happy Gilmore. I'm telling you.
Well, they're actually pretty, you know, they were forward thinking because they didn't even make their pedophile act. You know what I mean? They were like, I know pedophiles can't act, but why didn't he just play himself?
Dude, that's so funny because it's like such a hole in the whole like endorsement because it's like, oh, he didn't lose weight because of Subway. He lost weight because he wants to fuck kids.
He lost weight because he was nervously sweating. Someone was going to come across these texts one day.
Yeah.
I mean.
Dude, imagine being just a nobody pedophile and then getting famous. You're like, dude.
You're like, all these eyes on me. You're like, fuck, I have a lot of things to hide, guys. This isn't good.
Dude, you're like the classic like mobster in the movies that's like, why you gotta try to run for mayor?
Yeah.
You're bringing all this heat on us. Just work at CVS and be a small town pedophile.
Yeah.
You would have never got caught if you didn't show everyone your jeans.
Yeah, stop showing the jeans.
That would have been so funny, dude. There was one of those commercials where he's like holding out his old fat jeans, and there's just a kid wedged in between that space. I could fit a whole kid in my pants,
dude. He was never even fat. He just wore those jeans to hold children in. He was always that size. Yeah. The regular.
So anyway, your dad.
We keep trying to escape pedophiles. We keep getting back in.
But your dad's a wine
guy.
Oh,
by the way, I wanted to say late stage capitalism. Uh-huh. What if you're like a leftist, but you're only. You're just like reminiscing about the previous stage of capitalism. You're like, I just miss early stage capitalism.
I feel like you missed out on it. You know, I mean, we're at bar close capitalism.
Yeah,
not fun.
Yeah, they're playing that stupid. You don't have to go home.
Yeah,
you can't say closing time.
I mean, I'm gonna be so whenever the next election is, I just want closing time to play.
Yeah.
Confetti, it's closing time. I don't care.
Dude, I'm gonna run for president. And that's gonna be like the song that I come out to at
all
my
rallies.
It's like closing time.
I mean, I was watching the news today at the gym, and the news is just so dark that it's like,
yeah, dude, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's beyond, like, if you just watch it for 20 seconds, I'm like, it's one of those things. Someone's like, do you have a 401k? And you're like, you think you're gonna live long enough to cash out? You're so dumb. You're the dumbest person I know.
The next
you think
election,
you're gonna have 60s, you dumb moron.
Right.
The next election is it's going to be vote for an NFT or for like this literal geriatric wheelchair like crazy person. That's going to be what it is. It's either going to be NFT
I mean, it's a level of darkness. But when it's going like, to be like climate crisis. It's like West Virginians. They're like, oh, there's this thing happening. The thing's melting. And it's just in my head. I'm just like, going to be happy for the next 5 years while I can. Like, yeah. I'm just on the
That's
treadmill.
That's how you can do.
I'm on the treadmill literally being like, well, I'm going to do what I want to do until the militia's at the door.
Dude, that's all you can do, really, honestly. You don't have any control over anything. All you can actually do. I'm like, not, that's what I've come to is like, I'm just like resigned. I'm like,
no,
well,
I think we've all collectively given up and just sort of like, well, all right.
Yeah.
When you see like, well, there's a, every time I read news and I'm like, yeah, okay, well, I don't know what to do.
We're on an acid trip. We were all fighting it for a while. And now we're like, well, let's just see where the drugs take us.
Well, see, I'd love to believe the Illuminati would have some sort of I know they want to live.
You are your dad, dude. We all try to escape our fathers, bro.
No,
but you're like, well, the Illuminati, like that's a thing.
I love
but
it.
But Bezos, Bezos wants to live. So like,
I love that Kenyon's like, my dad is literally crazy, and I agree with everything he says.
he's diagnosed crazy, but he's the smartest man I know.
I should have said crazy. That's not nice.
You're right.
He's loony, Coco for Tutu Pups. I hate whenever
he's Coco for Tutu Pups.
I hate when anyone's
that's like on a chart of like, you know how they have like the terror threat levels. Yeah. They just go. It goes from like it goes like crazy. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and then crazier than that is Cuckoo for Tuco Puffs. And you're like, what even is that? And you're like, yeah. That's how fucking crazy this guy is.
Yeah, dude.
This guy doesn't even
know what up is down. He has no idea where he's at, dude.
I think terms for mental illness are hilarious. I think loony bin is kind of one of the funniest things.
Loony bin is funny.
Like to say, like, well, in an asylum, you're like, it's a bin full of loonies. I'm like, that's...
I just love...
Whoever wrote that needs a job.
Because bin implies you're just tossing things
in. You're just like, taking a bunch of crazies, and you're like, here you go.
Yeah. It's like one guy on the feet, one guy on the arms, and they're just tossing them into the bin, you know? And just letting them run amok in there.
100%. It's funny. But your dad ain't loony. He's just
he's a wine guy.
Loves wine.
He's a great guy, man. So all that was just background to tell you that he's like a wine guy. He's not a sommelier, but he would be if he took the test. You know, he just doesn't take the test.
If he just applied himself.
No. It's like literally just like there's kind of no reason to take the test because he doesn't want to like work in a restaurant, which is like what a sommelier does,
right?
You know, but I am encouraging him to like do it because I think it would be cool for him to do to get like, yeah, I did it. I passed it. You know what I mean? He's a certified by the like same association or like organization that certifies sommeliers. He's a certified Italian wine expert. So,
okay.
Damn.
Excuse me. He did the whole like blind tasting thing, like three glasses of wine in front of you and you got to figure out like what wine it is.
Like Napoleon Dynamite did with milk.
I don't know Napoleon Dynamite. That's a movie for dumb people. it's a stupid movie.
It really is.
It's a movie for dumb people, and I love it, dude.
My dad's a snob, and I'm the same. Yeah,
I know you're wearing all black right now. You're in film school uniform.
I got a beret in the car, dude.
I know you got.
At some point, I got a.
You got the all black on. You're a fucking comic.
At some point, I got to just embrace what I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
We all do. You can't fundamentally change who you are.
You know what? I'm a little bit of a snob. I think that's all right.
No, I know.
But I just the least likable thing. Yeah. But so my dad like. When I was in college with all my, you know, I lived with like some close friends in college. We moved into this house and he sent us like a case of wine, like good wine. And there was like one bottle in particular that was like, it's like the wine that him and I drink on like big occasions, like when I graduated and all this stuff. It's like, you know, we had tasted like wines when I was like, you know, later high school, early college, Brunello. Which
do you know
is,
what that is?
No.
Nope, me neither.
It's not alcohol all day, son.
It's not common. It's very expensive, which is why it's like a big occasion to drink it, right? So, and I've only had it maybe like 10 times in my life, but all on like big occasions, like holidays, that kind of thing. He'll get like one bottle at like wholesale cost or like got it as a gift or whatever, you know. It's fucking, you know, expensive wine. And so there was one bottle of that in the case, and we had drank all the other wine because we were in college, we're lunatics, we're like, yeah, we're fucking high class and we're just like, you know, drinking it on our roof, in like a plastic cup or whatever. But this one bottle I knew was really good, and I was like, my dad called me. He's like, you guys probably ran through all that wine, so you know, already, huh? And I was like, no, you know, like, yes, mostly, but we have this one bottle, the Brunello, I'm saving for an occasion. And we haven't really had anything to celebrate. You know, we haven't had an occasion to open the bottle yet. And he goes, the occasion is when you open the bottle.
Wow. Love that. Oh, love that.
It's like Taoism, dude.
Yeah.
Why did I feel like that hit me like a Buddhist quote? Right?
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
I'm like, live in the moment. Live your life.
Yes,
live your life,
man.
Dude. And that's the thing is like that quote, like, and, you know, I've talked to him about it, too. And he's like, he doesn't even remember saying that, but he's like,
to be honest, I was ham. I thought you were like, Dad, I got that tattooed on my back. It means so much to me, live in the moment. And like, yeah, the occasion's right now. He's like, son, I was hammered. I was on the balcony. To be honest, I had just done a little blow, and I was just kind of rambling.
Yeah. No, I mean, but he was like, he'll just double down anytime I mention it. I'm like, you remember that? That was a pretty fucking sick line that you had there. And he's like, well, you know what? What are we gonna do here? We're gonna drink. Wine is for drinking. You know, he's like, we don't need to let this wine just stay in the bottle. It's to enjoy with the people that you care about. You know, and I'm just like,
I like how you're just nervous and be like, I don't remember saying that. I don't remember. Yeah, it's like people you love and you got to drink with them, and that's what it is. And I love you, and let's have a good Christmas. So let's stop bringing up stuff I said when I'm blacked out. Okay? Make me a little insecure.
Yeah. No, that's good. I mean, it was a good moment. It's a sweet, like I said, it's a sweet story.
That is nice. You know?
You guys, it's the occasion when you open the bottle.
Exactly.
And that's what you need to say as you get like an intervention, like people are coming, you're like, it's the occasion when you open the bottle. Yeah. Like, you open the bottle every day, dude.
Well, yeah,
it's
that,
too many bottles that you've opened.
I would really love it if someone said that, just apartment, nothing's on the floor. Nothing but bottles.
Well, yeah, the quote really hinges on the bottle being very expensive. If he's saying that while he's cracking the plastic seal.
You cracking open a Monaco from the gas station?
Exactly.
Then ain't an occasion, it's a problem.
Yeah, you're like, the occasion, you're cracking it open. You're like, the occasion is when you open the bottle.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's not a bottle, kid.
Yeah,
that is a can.
That is a $3 can of 9% alcohol malt liquor. Sorry.
That is a skinny can, bro.
It's a skinny
that
can.
Is
you
not
the
a
occasion.
Bottle.
I'm drunk on the CTA. Cops kicking me off. I'll tell you what the occasion is. About to kick some fucking commie's ass. I'm preparing to fight.
Speaking of kicking commie's ass, we got to get to the Patreon. We're getting a little loosey goosey over here.
We're gonna rip it
but,
up.
But Tyler, do you have anything you want to plug?
No, just, you know, follow me on Instagram, TikTok, all that nonsense.
What's your handle?
And, at Tyler J. Horvath on everything.
We'll post it on the on our
yeah, well,
on our Instagram.
It's in the description, baby.
It's in the description, baby. And, yeah, just follow me on there. I post clips every week. And Instagram specifically will be where I'll have, like, live dates. Well, I'll post about those when I have them in your city. Yeah, so... Thank you guys for having me on. This was fun.
Oh, absolutely.
You do a show at the Lincoln Lodge. Check out the Lincoln Lodge 5 nights a week.
Yeah, Lincoln Lodge rules.
7 nights a week.
Lincoln Lodge does rule.
100%. And check out our fucking Patreon.
You got one little hair here that is.
Oh, yeah. We're probably getting a little loosey-goosey over here.
Yeah, we're getting hammed, and we're about to jump on this Patreon.
We're
going
to say some wild shit. I'm ready to say some wild shit on this Patreon.
Yeah,
hop on that.
Yeah.
All right, gang.
Thank you.